True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They raise their compete level against better teams. It's tough to get up for the Miami Marlins. Nobody knows who those guys are coming up to the plate. It's tough to face a team that Juan Soto makes more than their starting nine.
He's wonderful.
Juan Soto is on a tear. Juan Soto is locked in.
Try to grow a dynasty.
Juan Soto is trying to grow a dynasty on his own back. Just in his last couple games, let's for fun, take a look at the generational Juan Soto. In his last seven games, he has 9 hits, 4 homers, 13 runs batted in, 7 walks. He's stolen 4 bases. He's batting .375. His on-base percentage is .531. His slug is .958. I'm done. I don't have anything else to add on the generational Juan Soto, besides this. Get Juan Soto to the postseason. That's it, Mets fans. You can be upset with how they performed against the Marlins. You're not going to care about that come October. Get this team of Mark Vientos, Swaggy V, who is clutch, to the postseason. Lindor, who put the team on his back last year, to the postseason. Paid Pete, who went and earned his money in October. Yeah, get those guys to the dance. You have a 94% chance of making the postseason. The Reds aren't catching you. Maybe you can improve your position in the wild card a little bit here. Maybe you can win the division still. It's not completely gone. It feels like that when you sweep the Phillies and then you follow it up by losing 3 to the Marlins. But the Marlins are good. Don't anybody tell you that these are your father's Marlins. They're not. I watched the Yankees get swept by them as well. 888-808-1019. We're talking football. I started talking about Archie Manning and the disappointment of that Texas-Ohio State game and how that was a dud. And now people are questioning, is this guy a Heisman front runner? Is he really going to be the number one overall draft pick? Football doesn't work like that. There's 11 guys versus 11 guys, and they all work together, but they also have their own agenda. Those guys are trying to sack Archie Manning. They're trying to pick off Archie Manning. They're trying to hit Archie Manning. They're not just about to go out there and say, oh, man, I played Madden with your uncle for years. I'm just going to let you have your way. It's tough. And I parlayed that into talking about how some people popped up to say, oh, Jerry Jones is cooking. Jerry Jones is going to take those 2 first-round picks from Micah Parsons and turn them into Arch Manning. Yeah, all right. Jerry Jones is cooking up dumpster juice again. Cowboys may win 7 or 8 games. And if you don't think losing one of their best players doesn't hit that locker room in a negative way, of course it does. Of course it does. They're about to play the Eagles. They're about to play on national television. What do you think the conversation is going to be about the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday night as we get back to football? Here are the Philadelphia Eagles raising their banner. Right, they won the last Super Bowl. All they do is run circles around the Dallas Cowboys as far as the players they draft, the players they sign, the trades they make, and their production as far as they've been to 3 Super Bowls, they've won 2. Jerry Jones hasn't been to a conference championship in that time. I don't think they've gotten out of the second round in that time. So Jordan Mailata was just asked about Micah Parsons, and he said he breathed a breath of fresh air, a sigh of relief. He said because every time they played the Dallas Cowboys, their whole offensive scheme was, or at least their blocking scheme up front, was how do we stop that guy? How do we double team? How do we block? How do we stop that guy from wreaking havoc? That guy's not there anymore. So the game plan's a lot easier going up against rookie head coach Brian Schottenheimer and the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm good on that. I have no attachment to that. I'll be betting the Eagles. I'll be betting on Saquon, probably 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, parlay that. Jalen Hurts, tush push boy, probably, you know, Jalen Hurts get another touchdown. I think the spread is like 7.5. I think the over-under is, let me pull this up, 47.5. So you got to think about how many points. They're not expecting this Dallas Cowboys offense against this Eagles defense to come out there and score too much. So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. Let's continue the phone calls. Mets fans, call me up and weigh in on the Mets bouncing back, not going into a 3-game losing streak, overcoming Sean Manaea, who I started this show by saying I'd go ahead and IL him. I'd go ahead and tell Sean Manaea we're skipping your next start. I'd call up Sproat, McGill after his next something. The Mets, they're going to make the postseason. But they do not have time to waste starts. There is a vibe on the mound when it's Kodai Senga or Sean Manaea or David Peterson blowing it. There's a way different vibe on the mound when it's Nolan McLean, even with Jonah Tong. Like, these guys will rise to the occasion against a better team. Give them a chance with the starting pitcher. Give the bullpen a chance to not have to, you know, get so many outs. Give the manager a chance to not have to manage the game, overcoming 4 innings from the starter who already gave the game away. 888-808-1019. And of course, we're talking about my fandom as well. They say you can't do this. There was no rule book. I didn't sign any agreement with Jerry Jones or the NFL that I Keith McPherson, sign it. It's just I'm on the radio. I'm doing this publicly, and I've been for 2 years on the radio now. I told y'all, I'm done. And that was the nail in the coffin. That was it. KM to AM. Let's go to King George in the Bronx. Live long and prosper.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh, I stole King George's line. I probably shouldn't have did that. Sorry, you know, King George comes on, he says, live long and prosper. Robin is in Monmouth County, a great place to be. I passed through this past weekend. How you doing, Robin?
Hey, Keith, how are you? I'm actually the mom of the twin Yankee boys that you know. How are you? They convinced me to call you. They're sitting here with me.
Oh, I got. Can we hear them? Can they say what's up? Because I gotta get these guys. Yo, what's up, guys? I gotta get you guys in the studio. We gotta figure out maybe Yankee postseason. Get you guys in the studio for a vibe. But I'm always late, so
they would love that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
So I agree with everything you're saying. I grew up a lifelong Cowboys fan, and my dad actually became a fan just like you. He watched them on TV as a kid. When they lost, I think, in the Ice Bowl, he felt bad for them, and he was, you know, diehard fan. We used to go to all the Thanksgiving games. I was at the Super Bowl in 1996, the last time they were there. And I'm like you. The past few years, I've just been done. They're not fun anymore. They've become so commercialized, you can't even tailgate there anymore.
Right.
It's just, you know, Jerry's energy is just, it's not fun. So,
But make sure after they lose next time, Robin, you go spend some money in Jerry's Walmart. They've got everything you can imagine with a Cowboy star on it.
I know. But, you know, what I need help with is my son, one of my sons, is still a diehard Cowboys fan. And I've been trying to convince him. I said, you're still young. You could switch your team, and yes. He says, I am loyal. So listening to you today, I'm like, look, Keith, listen to Keith.
We have blind loyalty into our kids so much with fandom. It's not about that, right? There are some things that break the loyalty. Jerry Jones has broken our trust. Jerry Jones has tarnished everything about what we thought we were loyal to. They don't win anymore. They don't prioritize winning anymore. They're about so many other things. So I'll say this, I know he probably doesn't want his brother's a Niners fan, right?
Yes.
He probably doesn't want to join his brother. He wants to go against his brother, so he can't be a Niners.
But you know,
the Green Bay Packers are looking good, and hey,
they are.
I mean, you guys aren't far from MetLife Stadium.
That's what I said. Why don't we root for a local team? Their dad is actually a Giants fan. So we're a very split family.
Well, dad would love
Cowboys
that.
Cowboys just aren't fun.
They're not fun. You know what? It's not fun, Robin. Yeah. I'm sure you have to wear it too. All of the criticism, all of the jokes, all the negativity that you get. Oh, you're a Cowboys fan, and you can't even defend it because they're not fun and they're not good.
Right, and then when you're a Yankees fan too, everyone's like, are you a Lakers fan?
You're the worst combination. Why are we the worst? Oh, you must be a Lakers fan as well. No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, hey, exactly. Well, so
we're locked in with the Yankees.
I love hearing you talk about this. Yes, we are locked in on the Yankees too. And we love the jersey you're wearing today. We saw it on Instagram. We got ours yesterday too for Saturday.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Robin. Appreciate the call. And now that will be my opportunity to plug what I'm wearing. Again, if you're on YouTube watching the live stream, hi, YouTube. Hey, everybody in the chat. DJ PX says KM for the kids. We are the world. So I'm on YouTube. I'm wearing this is my jersey from last year, and I wasn't able to make it. Bernie Williams at the Ridgefield Playhouse. It is the 9th annual celebrity softball game coming up this Saturday, and you can get tickets at ridgefieldplayhouse.org. Now, I'm going to go through some of the names, but like I always tell the story about playing, and he won't be playing this year. I don't mean to laugh. Mariano Rivera. I always tell the story about being in the outfield with Mo and how Mariano Rivera got mad at me for taking an inning off to do an interview in left field, and the ball got hit there twice, and he came to see about it. And that tells you, like, he's serious about the softball, old timers day. He's competitive. Like, no joke. This guy shows up with cleats, socks, gloves, full-on stretching. Stretching didn't help him on Old Timers Day, so he won't be playing this year. But for the Mets fans, Mookie Wilson was out there. Willie Randolph was out there. Jeff Nelson was out there. And I don't want to go through too many names that aren't there. I'm pulling up the list now. So this year, Doc Gooden will be out there. Stephon Marbury, Jim Leyritz, Shane Spencer. But then also you'll get some of the people from the radio that you like. Myself, Sweeney Murdy, our pal John Jastrzemski, who used to be here. Then you also get now influencers. Like you just heard from Robin. Her sons are the Twin Stripe Reporters. They will be out there with us. Nikki Cass, who you've heard on the morning show, filling in with Gio, he'll be out there. My guys, the Scarlatta twins, hilarious. Nikki and JoJo Scarlatta will be out there. And there's some rumors for some other people. I got to make sure Forch, Bernie Williams' manager, isn't texting me right now. I'm sure I'm forgetting some of the other people that will be out there. But it's going to be a fun day. My guy Jake Kosak from the Bronx Zoo will be out there. Ball Vinny will be out there. And, man, it's so much fun because we play the game and then we break and then Bernie performs and they have this full stage and this full setup. 2 years ago when I went, it was just a perfect day weather-wise. And we went from playing the game and then the sun setting and then just vibing out with the music. So if you're available Saturday, September 6th, Ridgefield, Connecticut at the Ridgefield Playhouse. Go to ridgefieldplayhouse.org. There's some special guests, celebrities, former players, people in media, and we're all going to be there playing softball. You can come watch me try to run down fly balls. My first ever swing in this event, I hit a homer, so I got to follow up with a homer this time. The 9th annual Bernie Williams Celebrity Charity Softball Game and Concert. It actually got rained out. It was supposed to be in June. It got rained out. This is the rain date, so it gives you an extra opportunity to be out there. And, yeah, I'll see you there Saturday.
A lot of crossover between all those names and a little David Cone golf outing you were at. How's the golf game?
I'm terrible, but, like, obviously it was my first time I ever played. I was sore. My, like, neck was sore.
You never moved those muscles
my
before.
Back. I'm like, but, like, I was trying to kill the ball because I got tired of, like, just hit it. And then it being weak, I'm like, nah, what if I just, And I was playing with somebody's clubs that was probably like, somebody was like 5'5", so I need to get actual clubs for somebody 6'2", and I need to take lessons. But what I'm happy about is I thought I was going to play and get the bug, get the itch to go back. I haven't been back yet, but I'm not good. It was a rough one. We were playing best ball.
Sure. That's the way, like a scramble, best ball. Yes, that's the way most of those outings go.
Yeah, we were playing best ball, and I never had one of the best balls. I just was kind of, trying to hit the ball and
hitting
hope.
That's what we call it.
But shout out to Eric Sherman and James Spence, who we played with. They actually had played for a long time, and they were hitting all the best balls. And then myself and my boy Joel were able to, you know, pick up the slack with them. And they were patient. They didn't mind. But no, I'm no good at golf. I need to take lessons. I need to get my own golf clubs. And then next spring, I'll be out there. But, I mean, baseball, softball, I could swing the bat. I could still run a little bit. Somebody let me borrow their glove. I'm out there shagging fly balls and hitting home runs or maybe at least some doubles coming up this Saturday. All right, back to the show. Now I got to think about where we go from there. Let's go to Hector in Washington Heights on the Fan. Good to hear from you again.
Hey, what's going on, my brother? Listen, I'm listening to you real quick talking about the golf, and it reminded me of a time, because I don't play golf either, right? A couple of buddies of mine invited me to play a 3-par course, I think it was. So a smaller course, and like you, I can't hit this thing for my life. You know what I'm saying? We're playing best ball, and I assure you, just like you, I never had the best ball. The only time I got a little action was maybe putting because of like you're playing like putt and stuff like that.
Oh, I was terrible at that too. Afterwards, I posted the video, and everybody's like, "Look at your form. You got to stand over the ball." I was trying to like hockey, like a quick hockey tap. It wasn't going good for me.
Yeah, no, maybe then. It's like, man, I hit a baseball when I used to, you know, literally. You know,
it's nothing like hitting a baseball.
You know what I mean? And this thing is standing there still, and I can't for my life. But anyways, Keith, man, wanted to say thank you for earlier today. Rosie told me you actually mentioned, I don't know what you mentioned, but I just got
the
in the
space,
car and heard
yeah.
you were still on.
I'm always creeping and lurking on Twitter and jumping into Met fan spaces because I feel like that's where you're getting the real authentic conversation. And I know you do those spaces, and since I followed you, that was my first time actually being able to catch one.
Nah, man. Yeah, when I saw you, I was like, what? Keith is in here. I got to try to get him up here. I didn't know you would come up. And, man, you came up and gave us a few minutes, and it was good stuff, man. I appreciate it.
And I was right. But I told you that they would play well today. I told you that Charlie Morton, no problem, and they play better against better competition. So
it's nuts the way they do this, man. Better competition than anybody that's not in the NL East except for the Phillies because everybody else in the NL East seems to own them. But what are you going to do? But they play better. Just not the pitching. The pitching is still something that's going to drive us crazy, I guess, the rest of the season, unless they figure something out. Maybe go ahead and bring up Strode. I don't know what we're waiting for. Maybe McGill can come back and find some of that magic he had in the end of 2024. But they almost ruined another Juan Soto game because, in my opinion, he had his game on Saturday, Keith, and they ruined that.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what
and
I was
he
saying.
He had to have another one today, man. So, but I'm just happy we won. I'm just happy we got the W.
It's a win to not go L3 losing streak and a win to overcome Sean Manaea and not waste Juan Soto. Thanks for the call, Hector. Check out Hector at Blunt Thoughts on Twitter. I think I talked to, is it Linda in Forest Hills? Where's Linda call from? The Mets fan that calls a lot. And there was a bunch of Mets fans, J-Mac Customs in the space. And, you know, what I said was like, you can't lose. Like that game Saturday where Juan Soto's going crazy like that, that has to be a win. You can't let them come back and hang, like, make it 11-8.
It was an awful, awful weekend, minus Jonah Tong. And let's be fair, it's not like Tong was Nolan McClain. Like, Tong was fine.
But I'm saying, it's not as hard as we've been on Juan Soto, as much as Mets fans have booed him and said he's this, and that, when he comes alive, the Mets got to win those games.
I agree with that.
Today was a day where, like, he did what he's supposed to do. He had a grand slam. He had a triple.
A lot of Mets fans want to, and again, I get it, they want to do the Frank the Tank shtick. They want to get angry at everything and angry at the world for everything.
Yeah.
That's fine. They will all be there on their hands and knees praying and begging that the Mets win a postseason game. So everyone who is saying the Mets are trash, the Mets are this, the Mets are that, you will all be there in October when the Mets inevitably make the postseason, and they are going to make the postseason, and you will be rooting like hell for your team, and you will not remember 1 second of the season.
Bro, it was
because
packed.
The only thing that matters at that point, and Evan and Sean had this conversation 2 weeks ago about how meaningless regular seasons are in sports. The only thing that matters, when you're in professional sports is postseason performance.
Yep.
That is it. Regular season matters because you need to
especially
do well
here.
To get there.
Especially here.
Right. You need to obviously play well in the regular season to get to the postseason, but the only thing that matters is how you perform in the postseason. That is it.
The Met fans are ready. The game that I went to yesterday, there was 43,000 people at 43,302, and it wasn't for Blippi. That's why I was there.
Oh, the Mets, let's be real, the Mets fans have been spectacular this season.
The ballpark
they have been
it is
so
mom, and I don't
good.
Go there a lot. So, like, just even as I'm getting off the highway, you can't even get off the exit to Citi Field. It is bumper to bumper to bumper for like a half mile.
It's absurd.
And that, then like they're, my wife is like, don't go this way. Waze took us a roundabout back way and I was able
to
finesse.
You went back to the marina?
Yes, and ended up going through the marina. But like, nope. What I'm saying is, these fans are ready. There was 43,000 people at that game. The Jonah Tong game on Friday night had over 42,000. For what Juan Soto might not have done in the earlier part of the season, he's fully unlocked. He's clicking now. He's smiling now. No one's asking if he wants to be a Yankee or if he hates being a Met now. He's doing his part, right? There was a lot of conversation about wait till Soto gets hot. He's hot now. Can't lose these games. And what I'm saying is you can't lose these games behind, well, it's Sean Manaea's turn to take the ball. It's Kodai Senga's turn to get the ball. They got to perform. They haven't been performing. You have enough of a sample size to show you Juan Soto is performing. They aren't. Do something else. In your decisions to go to Nolan McClain and Jonah Tong, great results. They haven't lost those games. They've won all of Nolan McClain's starts and Jonah Tong's start. They had almost 20 runs put up. So bring Sprode up next, and then bring Tyler McGill back, and stop the game with Hope is not a strategy. Your owner said that. Stop the game with hoping Kodai Senga finds it or Minaya can go deep into a game like he did last year. It's not happening.
On that note of what that and what we were talking about, this is Juan Soto post-game today about his mindset.
In September, now does it feel like crunch time?
What do you mean?
Does it feel like, you know, this is the, you got to get it done here, this is the month?
I mean, this is the moment. I feel like whoever gets hot in September is the guy, is the team who goes all the way. You can see it with the teams that win it lately. They're really hot in September, so I think this is the right time to get hot.
Hey, he's done this, bro.
That's all you need to.
He was with the Yankees last year. He won a World Series in 2019. He's a young guy, but he's wise behind it. Like he's mature, like he's wise beyond his years. He knows it's time right now.
He knows when it's time to make the money. He knows when it's time to perform. And it's not saying he doesn't have to like play hard in, you know, April, May, June. I'm not saying that, but he knows when he has to turn it up a notch.
Yeah.
And right now, the guy,
this
like
is why they
said,
pay you the big bucks.
He's a cyborg. He's not a normal human.
Yeah.
The guy just thinks and he plays on a different level. Throw the needling and the other crap aside. The guy's a genius when it comes to baseball. He's just a higher level than everybody else.
And like now that we're seeing this version of Juan Soto, this is what we know of Juan Soto. The other stuff was odd. The other stuff was perplexing. To use a perplexing Pegasus again, we were kind of. That's why we were looking. Well, maybe he is uncomfortable. Maybe he misses Judge. Oh, maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe we should bat him lead off. Maybe it's just the Mets uniform. Maybe you're reaching for all these things. Maybe they need some type of gimmick. There's no grimace. No, you don't need a grimmick. You don't need anything. You don't need a grimmick, a grimace, or a gimmick when you have Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Swaggy V is back, Jeff McNeil, Brandon. Like, you have enough hitters. Get the pitching together. You didn't want to buy a pitcher in the offseason. You didn't want to trade for a pitcher at the deadline. David Stearns, do not let Kodai Senga make his next start. And do not let Sean Manaea go out there and die on the mound and give up a bunch of runs again, because you're doing a disservice to your fans and the offensive players on the team.
Peter Pearson on the fan. Let's take these calls. It's wide open for everything. This show has already flown by.
I'm on till 7, filling in for Evan, Tiki, Tommy, and Sean. It's Memorial Day. We're just having fun on the holiday, you know, September 1st, week one upon us. I'm talking a little bit of everything. Obviously, coming off the heels of the Mets, and it's funny, I'm in the chat. Tom in the chat says, only reason the Yankees made the World Series is because of Soto. WFAN hated all year on him. Now you can't find a segment on Soto. I'm like, I've been talking about Soto for 3.5 hours. Been talking about... like, this is what you paid for. This is what we know Juan Soto is. How it was odd to see Juan Soto strike out with the game on the line. How it was odd to see him ground out, pop up, and not be clutch. This is the guy with the clutch gene who, yes, did send the Yankees to the World Series. He didn't get the Yankees there on his own. He doesn't pitch, even though the Mets paid him like a guy that pitches and hits. And I'm not going that route. The Mets did me a solid. The Mets did me a solid. Blippi Day. You know, so many people helped make that possible. I'm not going to, you know, go negative. It's only positive about the Mets. The season is not over. The division isn't completely gone. You're definitely going to the postseason as long as you continue to hit and perform like this. My concern is still the pitching, right? There was a concern about runners in scoring position. That has completely changed. In the month of August, the Mets have hit with runners in scoring position. They've been clutch. They have had double-digit hits, double-digit runs, scored multiple times. The offense is there. The pitching, I really don't understand why you would keep trying to see if Kodai Senga can figure it out or Minaya. You got to go. What happened to not performing and not getting a chance to play, right? You have other options. This is it. This is the final countdown. Teams are rounding into form. Teams have evolved into their final form. It's not going to get much different. Like, this is your last month. It's not much is going to change with your team that you're going to war with come October. David Stearns talked about having his best 14 pitchers available. I don't know. Something really to consider. I'd IL Sean Manaea. He hasn't been good. He's got the loose bodies in his elbow, whatever. Have him get the surgery, shut him down. Next year is next year. And Kodai Senga, since coming back from injury,
has not been the guy with the low ERA. He can't get right. He walks guys. He throws pitches in the zone. They get rocked. He gives it up. And then the team suffers because there's this, like, morale hit. There's this bad vibe. When Nolan McLean is on the mound, they feel like they're going to win. With Jonah Tong, even in his debut, the good vibes of seeing a kid smiling ear to ear, a dream coming true. Yeah, we're going to put up 19 runs tonight. When you get to the postseason, you only need a couple guys to make starts. There's breaks, there's travel days, there's away games, home games. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Mets got to figure out who are they riding with when it's wartime, when it's do or die time. This is the month because you're about to face good teams and you need to decide who is who and what is what. I'm not giving Kodai Senga a start in the postseason. Maybe you do something where, that, you know, Sean Manaea is a bulk guy. But you just saw Brandon Waddell be the bulk. I don't know. You figure that out. I would not start the game. Like I'm saying, I was at the game yesterday, and just in the section I was in, after you go down, you know, we're giving up that home run to Ramirez. It's, oh, here we go again. Didn't have it. Kodai Senga doesn't have it. Got an uphill climb to, you know, battle back. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I was talking about the NFL and week one being upon us and how I'm a free agent. I love the NFL. I will watch every single Monday night football game. I will watch every single Thursday night football game, even though some of them will be trash. I will be locked in on Browns Jaguars if that's even on the schedule. I watch every Sunday night game. I will watch Red Zone every single week. I will watch the Jets and Giants game, have them recorded, go back and watch them, chart them, write things down, look at the boxes, all that. But I'm not living and dying with Jerry Jones Club. I did that. For years, I grew out of that. As you get older, you get wiser. At this point in my life, I think that would be stuck on stupid to keep riding with Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, especially from where I sit right here in you know, downtown New York City, being on the Fan. Oh, you can't change your team. Of course you can. I don't have a blood pact with the Dallas Cowboys. Of course I can. I could have lied to y'all. I could have came in here and said, I'm a Giants fan. Could have just made up a whole thing. For years. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. I was done with the Cowboys when they got smoked by the Packers. And now the final, like, so, you know, there's some people, even my mom saying, oh, just take a year off. What's a year going to do? I got a call. Oh, well, until Jerry Jones is done, I'm out on the Cowboys. Okay. I'm out. I'm done. And you lose Micah Parsons? In that fashion, like, you made that relationship deteriorate. So I'm not going to be the only one. There's going to be somebody on radio, television, streaming, in years from now. You always hear the story. Yeah, I started off a Dallas fan, and they traded Micah Parsons. And then I became a insert blank team. 888-808-1019. As I look at, you know, Twitter and whatnot, looking for stuff coming out, CeeDee Lamb was just interviewed. Underdog NFL reports, this is what CeeDee Lamb had to say on how he'll feel when Micah Parsons faces the Dallas Cowboys in week four. He says, weird, conflicting. I just hope he's not in the backfield in 2 seconds. Dead ass. That was his words. I hope he's just not in the backfield in 2 seconds. Dead ass. CeeDee spent some time in New York shopping. He's an Abercrombie and Fitch model. And he took some New York slang with him into, you know, the media availability. But, like, when you have players on the Dallas Cowboys fearing Micah Parsons, like, you don't get rid of that guy. You don't get rid of that guy for Kenny Clark and two picks. If you don't think they've had enough things fracture that locker room, the Cowboys aren't winning a damn thing this year, and I'm not going through that. You can, though. Don't listen to me. Do not listen to me. I'm telling you my story. I'm giving you my position. Right now, I'm looking at the Buffalo Bills, obviously the Jets and Giants. I'm looking at the Ravens. We've already crossed off the Eagles, the Chiefs. Who else we crossed off? Oh, the Raiders. No point being a Las Vegas Raiders fan. Even though you Giants fans should book that trip. I think that's a fun trip this year. Like, the by the time the Giants play in Vegas, Jackson Tart is going to be starting. 888-808-1019. Moose is in Jamaica on the Fan.
Yeah, Keith, what it do?
Yeah, what up?
Quickly on the whole fraud fandom. I'm a fraud NBA fan. I was a Knicks fan up until the 2002 draft where they drafted Nicholas Skilishvili and made all those trades, and I'm banging my head against the wall, talking to my friends in school like I'm done with the Knicks. And then came the 2009 draft. And I'm at home watching, like, please take Steph Curry. I will dead ass walk butt naked, barefoot, in the snow, across Madison Square Garden to apologize, because I know this guy from what he did in college against Duke. Like, you know, AAU basketball players just taking him to school. He's going to torch the NBA, I knew back then. That being said, I'm here to talk Giants.
But, yo, like, not for nothing, you just made me think of something. I remember people jumping ship from the Knicks to be Brooklyn Nets fans.
After the whole jumping, then I became a fan of players and dynasties. Like, I was just, like, riding, like, not even a front runner, just, like, because I played ball. Like, in high school, I was in the high school team, so I modeled my game after Tracy McGrady, D. Wade. All these players coming up, I was just watching their moves on YouTube and in SportsCenter and stuff, just trying to get better at the game, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, to talk Giants, right? I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, and even more so, Dayball Shane.
You should have a couple sips, though. You should have a couple sips, though.
Bro, like, you
because you don't want to be the Giant fan right now that's saying they're not going to win anything and trying to guard yourself from being hurt, because then when they do actually upset some of these teams and they do look a lot different, and they, you know, you want to be the Giants fan that's drinking a little Kool-Aid saying, I got a good feeling about this year. We're not going to be bums.
We're not going to be bums. But the only way we're winning at least 6 or 7 games is if we start dart. I'm with Positive Tommy on this.
No.
Some energy.
The only way you're winning is if you protect Russell Wilson. Keep him upright. He can throw the ball. You have Malik Nabers. Slayton is a captain this year. Like, Slayton is another guy that's underrated, has been doing this. Like, you've got Dable now that actually has a quarterback, and he's supposed to be this offensive mastermind. Keep the quarterback. Keep him upright. Keep his jersey clean. It's all the Giants' offense is all about that offensive line. That's it.
I understand, Keith, but my point of contention is we need a quarterback that can move, throw at different arm angles, avoid the rush, make something out of nothing.
Yeah, and you have
look
one.
At the schedule.
Yeah.
Look at the schedule, Keith. We have 4 wins at most, maybe 2 with San Francisco, a West Coast team coming here, and maybe beating another team like that. That's the only thing.
I already told you where you start dart. After you clear the Eagles the second time, then you can think about starting dart at home against the 49ers.
If Dable and Shane want to save their jobs, they got to start him week one. But they did
No. Their jobs are safe. Thanks for the call, Moose. Their jobs are safe. What are we talking about? They're the ones that scouted him, brought him in, traded up to draft him, and are developing him, where people are like, this kid had the best rookie preseason for a quarterback we see. What does it mean? What it means to me is he didn't fumble the ball. He didn't throw interceptions. He didn't look overmatched. He didn't look over his head. Good job. I was saying that about I hate when people try to minimize the preseason, because if it was the other way around, you would be like, bust. Can't believe they passed on all these other quarterbacks to get him. Oh, they gave up what they gave. He looked great in the preseason. He looks like he'll be ready to go when called upon. Get him the experience of going through what he's going through today. It's Monday, week one. There is a schedule, an itinerary, a rhythm to this thing in the NFL and all football. But, like, let Jackson Dart go through a couple road games against division rivals and see the process of, hey, this is how we travel. This is how we check in the hotel. This is where the meetings rooms are in the hotel. This is when we go over film. This is when it's lights out. This is when you got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, let him go through some of those things. I saw him giving credit to his offensive line. As I said, this is about the offensive line. So it's twofold. You can win games with Russell Wilson. You can score touchdowns with Russell Wilson. As I look at my Twitter, and in my Twitter, Jay Michael says, Keith, the New York field goal Giants will gladly take you as a fan. I know I was calling them the New York field goal Giants for years. They're not selling for field goals this year. They shouldn't be. You can win games with Russell Wilson throwing the moon ball. You can win games with Russell Wilson just recognizing defenses and knowing where to go with the ball, getting the ball out of his hands. But there's going to come a point in the season where you'll probably lose some games because it's just the NFL and there are teams that are better. Like, I just, and I could be completely wrong, but I look at that schedule where you have a Thursday night football game against the Eagles on October 9th. Then you got to go across the country. And granted, you have 10 days, but you got to go to the altitude of Mile High and play against the Broncos, who I think are going to be pretty decent. And then you turn around and got to go to Philly and face the Eagles. You got to face the Philadelphia Eagles twice in 3 weeks. I would not.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I would not put him into the fire against the Eagles. I would wait. And if you're competitive, and if that offensive line isn't hurt and they're holding and Andrew Thomas is back and yada, 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 if the offensive line looks like it can hold up, depending on how many wins the Giants have, I think once you get to that 49ers game at home, start him then, November 2nd. Once you get into the month of November, that's 2 months of him watching. Start him against the Niners at home. The Niners got to come all the way across the country. It'll be a little bit colder in MetLife. You want to start the kid at home in front of his home fans that are going to be fired up, wearing his jersey, chanting his name. If they lose that game, so what? He'll learn from that film watching himself. And then you'll go to Chicago, and why can't they beat the Bears in Chicago? Then you'll come home and face the Packers. Micah Parsons' back will probably be acting up. He'll be out. And I don't know. The Packers can't play in MetLife. One of the greatest moments in Giant history is Tommy DeVito defeating the Packers on Monday Night Football in the same place. I'm kidding. That was a joke. Shout out to Positive Tommy. But yeah, there's something to the countdown. As soon as the first game starts for the Giants, the countdown until when we see Jackson Dart is there. As I was talking about before, how it's tough for Anthony Volpe to be perfect because there's all eyes on him. Every move he makes, every mistake he makes, oh, it's his fault. Look at that error led to this. Oh, look. Like Russell Wilson, you're not married to him. You're not attached to him. And you got Jameis there too. So the sooner you get to Jameis, the sooner you get to Dart. Like if Russ has some incompletions, some turnovers, if he looks old, if he's getting sacked, if the protection is there and he's holding on to the ball, tick, 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 tick. Frank is in Bradley Beach on the fan. What's up, Frank?
KM, what's up, bro? How are you?
I'm good, man. Hanging out. How are you?
I'm good, man. Sitting in Bradley Beach. I was catching some last rays Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Listening to my Jersey Shore guy on the fan, and
yes,
I had
sir.
To call you, man. It's hyped up, bro. You got the Yankees coming down the home stretch here. Got NFL starting, and then the thing I'm most looking forward to over these next 2 weeks, the Savannah Bananas takeover, baby.
Yeah, I've been meaning to text you about that. I got to see the bananas
coming
to Yankee
Stadium.
Yeah, man, that's
going to be fun, bro. That is going to be fun. So, I'm excited, man. We got a fun few weeks in New York sports in this area. I love what you're saying about Dart, too, by the way. Like, if he had a bad offseason, we'd be killing him. Like, the Giants are finally doing something that makes sense in developing a young quarterback. With a guy in Dable who's developed another young quarterback, and like, let's see this thing play out a little bit. But screaming for that guy to play in week one is
No. There's no rush, but we know that there's like imagine there's the hourglass with the sand and it's full right now. There's two of them. There's one with Russell Wilson, and there's another one with less sand for Jameis. And as that one expires on Russ, and you go to Jameis, then the kid is literally one play away from entering the game, and it might be that kind of situation. It might be a situation where he's got to enter the game because somebody's hurt, and what if he throws a touchdown pass or breaks a run? You're not taking him out of the game, and then the Jackson Dart era officially begins. We don't know how it's going
to
play out.
Yeah, I'm here for it, man. I'm excited for it. I think, you know, just to switch gears a little bit, these past couple weeks or past 10 days or so with the Yankees have kind of, I think they're starting to get some arms back in the bullpen. Starting to win some games that, you know, they may have lost in July. So it's good to see that. You know, between them, Boston and Toronto, 2.5 games separating the three down these final 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. It's going to be fun, man. I'm fired up.
Typical Yankees.
I just fired up.
Exactly. You know, they get the
my boy this morning. I know.
They get the soft spot of the schedule. It's like they're cramming for a test.
Yep.
I feel like they can still pass the test, win the division. And we're about to see in these next 12 games in four series if, like, getting the reps and feeling yourself against the lesser opponents, hitting home runs, you know, dominating these teams. Let's see if that translates to you being competitive and, you know, punching at your own weight class and being able to knock out these three teams that are first-place teams ahead of you, you know, coming up.
Yeah. I'm with it, man. I'm rooting for you always, Keith. I was thinking of you while I was listening to you, and I'm still on the deck in Bradley Beach, man. So it's still summer, another few weeks. The water's still warm.
Yep.
Got a lot to look forward to down the shore, man. So I'm fired up, and I appreciate you, and I'm rooting for you and your family, Keith. Keep getting it, brother.
It's a good day for a good day, Frank. That's my guy, Frank Luna, Jersey Shore legend. Also does a lot of stuff with the Yankees and different players and the Savannah Bananas. They come to Yankee Stadium, I believe, on the 13th. And, I got to see that. They're killing it. I got to reach out to Jackson Olsen. I got to tap in. Like, I have a Savannah Banana shirt. I'm definitely trying to go. It's Saturday, September 13th at 7, and then Sunday they'll play again at 3:30. I'd rather go to the night game. Frank, I'm going to hit you. And, yeah, sure thing, Jersey Shore. It's the unofficial end of the summer down the Jersey Shore, Labor Day weekend. Some of the Bennies will get up out of there, but, hey, if the weather is still right, beach is still there, pools are still active, and then, you know, the vibes are just right as football starts. You got the football game Thursday. You've got good competitive baseball coming up every single night with the Mets and the Yankees. If you're a sports fan, it's just a great time. It's the most wonderful time. Keith McPherson on the fan, streaming on YouTube as well. If you'd like to watch, shout out to Craig Champagne in the chat who says, "This is the second five-hour show I've seen from you, and you are outstanding. Five-hour show. And every hour is entertaining and fun." I said, thank you, man. Thanks, man. What can I say? I'm having fun. If I'm having fun, I hope you're having fun. Let's keep the fun going. Let's see who's on the phone next. Dave in Cranford, New Jersey, you're on the fan.
Yo, Keith, man. Great to talk to you. I got a quick Keith McPherson story. So, unfortunately, been sick, pretty sick for, a couple weeks. And had to go to the hospital, and the only thing that got me through is I had my phone, and I kept the fan on the whole time. And these two doctors come in to check me out and help me out or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, you listen to the fan?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm listening to it now. I listen to it all the time when I'm here just to distract me while I'm in the hospital." And they're like, yeah, we used to listen to it, but we don't listen to it anymore. You know, like, you know, all the older guys that we liked, they're all gone. So I said to them, I was like, what time are you guys at home? So they had home right around KM to AM. So I was like, hey, look, do me a favor. Just on the next time you're heading home, turn on the fan and listen to this guy. You'll hear this guy, Keith McPherson. I'm like, just listen to him. Give him a shot and, you know, blah, blah, blah. 2 days later, these two doctors show back up, give me some more medicines, whatever. And they're like, hey, man, this guy was great. You're right. Holy crow. Where did you, how'd you know? And then they say to me, funny little comment, but they're like, is he black? And I was like, yeah, he's one good-looking dude, man. You should see him on YouTube. I said, but whatever. So anyway, it was a crack-up. So I got you two doctors in New Jersey that are listening to you now. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about the Giants real quick. I love what you said to the guy that said start Jackson Dart day one. Like, no. I can see, Keith, I can see a situation. It'd be a little dangerous, but I can see a situation where Daboll might have a package for a series or two for Jackson to change the pace and get him in and change the pace and give other teams something to think about to prepare for. It's a little dangerous because if he does, like, let's just say Wilson in the first half, you know, they kick like two field goals and then Dart comes in, they score a touchdown. He's going to have to deal with a lot of crap just because people will be all over that and they'll want him in. But I do think I could see that. But you're 100% right, man. The only negative on Russell Wilson has been, the only things I can hear is, you know, he's not the same player he was. So they're like comparing him to a Hall of Fame guy. And it's like, you know what? Did you ever watch Kurt Warner? Like, did you see him in his second run to the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the same. Like, he wasn't the same player. You know, he had more experience. But his arm wasn't. Alex Smith, same thing. He had a great second career, better than his first career.
But not to cut you off here, I just want to jump in. You need him to just be better than league average. You can't be Daniel Jones. You can't be Drew Locke. Like, you don't need him to be Pro Bowl Russell Wilson to win games. The defense is supposed to be what you're hanging your hat on, and now you have a number one wide receiver, a couple running backs, you know? Like, we don't need Russ to make a miss and spin out of the pocket and run for 40 yards. You just need him to manage the game and not turn the ball over.
Yeah, 100%, Keith. And I think it's – look, man, and talking about the other thing, I'll just leave you with this, and that is the schedule. Schedules are so overrated from last year. Look, you know, in 2023, the Giants won a playoff game. So you would have said, oh, man, they're a team that won a playoff game going into 2024. 2024 was a disaster. I mean, there was a lot of reasons for it. Daniel Jones, injuries, the whole nine yards. But at the end of the day, you don't know the strength of schedule. You know, looking at the season right now, it's who's healthy when you're playing them? When are you playing them? How are teams doing? There's a 25%.
Coaches have changed. The Lions don't have their offensive and defensive coordinator this year.
I mean, there's a ton of changes that go on every year. You know, I think, maybe one last thing, and that is the biggest impact for the Giants this year, I think, is going to be their year two players. It's always a big step up. They get their running back, Tyrone Tracy, to get their tight end. You know, they get their safety. They've got a lot of key positions. Their slot cornerback, which is a key position on defense. These are all second-year players that are ascending. And that's four starters, two on offense, two on defense, and there's even more. You know, that the Giants are going to get. So, like, their whole schedule is going to be so much better and different. So it's going to be exciting. We want you on board. So great talking to you, and it was good talking about you. And you got me through the hospital, so I appreciate you for that too, bro.
Thank you, Dave. Young brother from the Jersey Shore bringing the fan back. A young, good-looking brother from the Jersey Shore making people tune in at night. Well, it's almost nighttime. C-Mac will be on in about an hour. I got about an hour left. And yeah, it would be a hard left turn for me to become a Giants fan, but I'm rooting for you. And I've said, Jackson Dart era, my son's name is Jackson. If he wants to be a Jackson Dart fan, I'm not stopping him. I am not stopping him. We live 20 minutes from the stadium. If you want to go see Jackson dart ball and you want, hey, we'll do that.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.